I'm Tyler.
And I'm Lindsay.
And we are TLC Coaches.
Helping couples in Act Two of their marriage. Hello.
Hi.
Kids are gone.
Finally.
All right. Here we are. So this is exciting because I keep saying exciting. Is it exciting? I guess we do look forward to this, but it's exciting. I'll stop judging it. Okay. So... Why is that so funny? You guys, we are celebrating on Thursday, July 11th. Yes, 7-Eleven.
Yes.
We know it's cheesy. Just
7-Eleven. We named our daughter Belle. Us.
Yeah, our daughter's name is Belle TLC. After a Disney princess. We our coaching cheesy. Business is called TLC after our initials.
They got it.
You get it. You get that we're cheesy. So yes, we did get married on 7-Eleven.
Absolutely.
Well, really, the story is we were falling in love in March and, you know, no secret here. We were virgins. Okay. And and I remember Tyler, who's from California, you know, he's like, well, if you know, so this is March and we know we're getting married. And he's like, well, why don't we wait till it cools off? And I was like, do you want to wait till November? And he was like, no.
Nope.
So worked out for July 11th. So anyway, next week will be 17 years of marriage.
17 years.
So in thinking about what we were going to discuss on the podcast tonight, we decided to each write down 5 questions for the other. So Tyler has 5 questions for me, and I have 5 questions for him.
And we're not drawing them out.
What do you mean drawing them out?
You want me to just read it
to
you?
No, I wrote these down wanting to hear your answer to these questions.
Okay. Well, then I'll pick out the one that I wrote just for a reaction. Then.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. So, yeah, you want to go and then I'll go. We'll just go back and forth.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Okay. I have no particular order here. And I have mowing the yard brain, so I'm glad everything is written down. Okay, so let's see here. All right. I asked, what has been your favorite Christmas?
Oh, gosh.
In the 17 years, what's your favorite Christmas? I actually asked, what's your favorite Christmas present?
I don't know if I can answer Christmas present because you are really good at giving Christmas presents, but
because we have a deal,
we
you
have
tell
a policy.
Me in the summer what you want for Christmas, and I remember and get it for you, and then you're surprised when I get it.
You know, I heard that's correct. I heard this really great advice early on in our marriage because a lot of women will complain that their husbands don't. You know, don't know what to get them or aren't good at giving or whatever. And I thought, that is so dumb. Why rely on the man to like decide what to get the woman? So I heard some advice where the woman said, just tell your husband exactly what you want. Mm-hmm. Well, so I do that. I tell Tyler exactly what we want and now, you know, or what I want. And now with technology, you know, you send him the exact link to the store of the exact thing you want. And usually what happens is I'll see something I really like. And I'm one of those people who really knows, I really know what I like and I really know what I don't like.
Which
and so,
is really awesome helpful. For me.
Comes handy. But anyway, so I'll send Tyler whenever, whatever month, you know, whatever I see, I'll send him the link to it. But then I sort of forget about it. And so then, you know, I'll send him a link to maybe 3 to 5 things. So then at Christmas time, when he gets me the thing, I'm like, oh my gosh, how did you know? And he'll be like, because you sent me to the store, you know, sent me to the link of the store.
But that's the other nice thing is you'll send me like 3 or 4 things and then I just get to pick out.
Well, and that was the advice from wherever I heard it. That was the advice was, you know, send him, tell him exactly what you want, 3 to 5 things. And then you get to be surprised on which thing he decides to get you of the things that you want. So
that has been really great advice.
I always get what I want. I get what I want.
All right. Your turn.
Okay, my turn. So what do you love most about being married?
You know, when we first got married, the thing I loved most about being married was not being single anymore. I think what I love most about being married is there are so many things that you do so well that I know I don't do well. And it's so great to have you as a partner to lean on. I could say so many other cheesy things, but I think the thing I value the most about being married is those qualities that you have that I don't have well. I mean, you're an entrepreneur and you're organized and you remember everybody's names and you all these things that I don't do well. And it's so great to have that in my life. And then there's also,
Other things
other
that you like
things,
about being
yeah, that
married?
I really enjoy about being married. Yeah.
That's great.
Is
Next.
that a good answer?
That's a great answer.
We're gonna have to, I mean, really, after 4 hours of frying my brain, it's gonna be interesting what I answer here.
And you guys, mowing the lawn in July in Arizona is a struggle. So that's what Tyler's referring to.
Oh, here we go. What do you wish we did more?
What do I wish we did more? Oh, well, this isn't just about marriage, but the first thing that comes to my mind, I wish we were more of an outdoorsy, active family. I think of that quote. I think it's from Titanic. She's more of an indoor girl, and I think of that of myself all the time. Like, I'm just an indoor girl, but I want to be outdoorsy. And I though I have a hard time differentiating if I really want to be that way or if I feel like I'm supposed to be that way, like to
Okay.
give our kids this, great experiences. But social media can be a struggle for me when I see other families. Like I see tons of families right now out doing amazing summery outdoorsy things, and I'm like, yeah, we're watching Nailed It on Netflix. That's our adventure. But I
We
mean
all do it
that, but
together,
exactly, and
and we all laugh at it
that's a whole other
together.
podcast on not comparing, right? So
And there's a plug for Nailed
yay.
It.
So yeah, I wish that we were a little bit more outdoorsy, but we are who we are and we fit it in when we can. So anyway. What's the hardest part about being married, hun?
What's the hardest part about being married? I don't see, this is where we're going to get into that whole discussion about discontent, right? Because I can really be content with things not going. I am a go with the flow kind of guy. What is the hardest part about being married? I guess it's just the multiple opinions. I might think it's one way and you might think it's another way, and having to find that middle ground or just compromise on what I think. I think I've always been pretty good at figuring out how to negotiate those things. I think that's why I'm a psychologist, is I've always been able to weather those difficulties. But I guess it's just the multiple opinions about things.
Multiple meaning my opinion
Right,
versus
your
yours.
opinion, my
Honey,
opinion, and then our opinion, and
it's so easy. As long as you just realize I'm
I
right,
know,
then we're
yeah.
fine.
You
It's
just
so
have to follow all
easy.
those little signs you put in the bathroom,
Right.
right? Oh, my
Your
turn.
turn.
Okay. This is going to be the inappropriate one. No.
Oh,
Okay.
gosh.
This one says, what has been your favorite role? So I'm talking about all the theater stuff we've done. What's your favorite thing that we've performed?
That's hard.
I don't think it is.
Well, I've liked them all for different reasons, and each one had different memories at the time that we did them. But I mean, of course, probably Belle, just because that was a dream role, and
And you were incredible.
it was just super fun to be her. And also super exhausting. I remember one of the, I think it was running from like the wolf scene or what was, no, maybe the runaway. I don't know. Whatever. I remember running off stage in one of the running scenes and being like, so just for a frame of reference, everybody, we did Beauty and the Beast at Hale Theater in Gilbert in 2009. And so it was 10 years ago this summer. 10 years ago this summer. That's crazy.
We only had
And
two
so
kids at the
yeah,
time.
we had two kids at the time. I was 31, and anyway, I remember being like, this is so fun and so exhausting. And I am so glad that I'm not, I mean, it's professional theater technically, but I'm so glad that this isn't like my life and I'm doing shows all the time, 8 shows a week. I like breaks in between shows. That was just the thing, is that I knew when I moved to New York and tried out and had really great, success, quote unquote, with hearing from directors and music directors about my abilities, and like what they saw in me in the future, I was like, okay, great. Good to know that I could be on Broadway if I really wanted to, but I don't really want to. I'd rather go home, have a family, and have performing be something I do on the side as a hobby.
Validation, peace out.
Yeah, totally. So anyway, but yeah, probably Belle.
That was really fun to watch. When I was able to watch, if I didn't have to put on the wig and the hair and the face and the
And the
blah, blah,
mask.
blah.
Okay, this is my turn. Best memory of for you, your favorite memory or best memory of our 17-year or in our 17-year marriage.
Our fit my favorite memory of our se
That's
hold
two.
on, let me just download 17 years.
That's
Okay.
tough.
My favorite memory as of right now. Gosh. Okay, so I want to say things like what day we got married or day our kids got born. I mean, when Cole was born, that was pretty scary. That was traumatic. That wasn't. There's a lot of history on that one, but but when Bowen was born, that was so just like easy and wonderful. And like I've said before, when Bowen was born, it felt like, whoa, we're a family. That, I guess, Bowen and then Ridge and then Belle, each one of those was just kind of like, I don't know, those are highlights for me. Those are major milestones and favorite memories. I don't
Sounds
know.
good.
That's a loaded question,
Sorry,
honey.
yeah, mine are kind of general and anyway.
Oh, going along that one, what's your favorite dating memory?
Oh gosh. We have such a fun. I love thinking about our dating courtship, all that. My favorite dating memory, probably when we went to Gainey Ranch, which is in like Scottsdale, and we were on a gondola ride, and then we were We
That's my
were
favorite memory too.
okay. You're talking about something else. We went twice. Once, I'll just tell the story since you're going there. But once we went with my brother Travis, and he was on a date. And I remember kind of leaning back into Tyler and thinking, and he had his arm around me, and his hand thought he put his hand on my
I
shoulder.
totally thought I put my hand on your
It was
shoulder.
not my shoulder,
I
it
have
was
terrible aim.
a little squishier than that. Oh,
Oh,
gross. And
gosh.
again, you know, virgins. So anyway, being like, oh, he was terrified, right? And probably thought it was great. Anyway, so that was that. But the other time we went to Gainey Ranch, we were closer to like saying we'd love each other and
Right.
stuff. And I remember you were kind of holding me, and you said you were kind of singing "So This Is Love" from
Wow, that's
Cinderella. That's
cheesy.
cheesy, I
Oh my
know.
gosh.
And then you said the words, "You make it so easy for me to love you." And I do.
What a cop out.
And then I was thinking in my head, "Love you," because you didn't finish the words, and I do love you. You just, and I do. And I was like, in my head, "Love you."
Did you say I
But
love you too?
no, I just think we just hugged and snuggled and had a
Wow.
lovely moment. So yeah, that's a good one. My turn. All right. What do you look forward to in our marriage?
Gosh, we really were on the same wavelength here. I look forward to doing more. I look forward to, see, this leads into my question. I look forward to when we're retired and we get to do things together.
Celebratory lunges.
I
So
celebratory lunges.
if you watch Parks and Rec, because remember, in order for us to be friends, you have to like Parks and Rec. Yeah,
That's true.
it's a stipulation. Anyway, what's his name? Chris, right?
Yeah,
Chris,
Chris Traeger. Chris Traeger.
the Rob Lowe character will do celebratory lunges if he's, whatever, excited about something. And so anytime we're like struggling with our kids and it's like, oh my gosh, this is nuts, what the heck? We just look at each other and one of us will do celebratory lunges and we think, how many more years till these guys are gone?
We
Let's
got this. We
celebrate.
got this.
Celebrate that these guys will be gone someday. But anyway, so you just look forward to when we're retired, huh?
I look forward to that other part of our lives. I work with older folks, so I get to hear about what they did with their retirement and how they lived together and the travels and all that stuff. So
That's cool.
I get to think about that a lot. I think about it a lot. So my question literally was, what do you hope to do when we retire?
Is that Your is it your turn?
Yeah, that was my question.
Oh man, what I hope to do, I can envision what I'd like us to be doing. I would love to have a summer home, whether it's in Utah or up in the mountains of Arizona, just
Gosh,
to.
dream big. I want to go back to California, San Diego.
I would love to just have a great play. Oh, someone's knocking at our door.
We're watching Room on the Broom.
Oh, that's a good one. We're almost done.
Okay, we'll be watching it when you're done. Come in, shout out my name when you're done.
Shout out your name.
Okay.
Okay, can you
Can
get the
you?
dog?
Yeah, take Eno with
Good
you.
night.
All right.
Belle had to
Interruption
come
over.
in and tell us that they were watching a show. Anyway, I want to have a great gathering place for our kids and grandkids. And that could be our home, but I just think if we're going to live in Arizona, then we got to have a summer home. That's it.
So cool.
Not that big of a deal.
All right.
My turn. Is this
Yeah,
the last question
that
then?
was my last question.
Okay, so here's my last, not to end on a downer, but I just was curious if you ever doubted if I was right for you, like before we got married.
Oh, I totally did.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Okay.
Not like if you were wrong for me, but if like we were on a different, like I knew I was marrying up. Not only did I know, but everyone in the
Oh,
valley
yeah, it's
told
true.
me I
Sorry.
was.
Sorry about that. So you
I,
didn't have the advantage of being from here,
oh
so
my
everybody knew
gosh.
me and no one knew you
Well,
and
then, of course, I was working in the little bookstore, and everyone who walked in, oh, a little clerk here thinks he's going to marry Mesa's little princess.
whatever.
I was literally told I had. So Lindsay had her name on some recordings. And people would come into the bookstore where I was selling these recordings and saying, "Hey, where's Lindsay Brinkerhoff's recording of such and such?" And I'd have to show them. And on one occasion, this woman was just going on and on about how wonderful Lindsay was and her voice is so beautiful. And we get up to the register and I said, "Yeah, and by the way, I'm gonna marry her."
So we were obviously engaged or
We were engaged
close,
at the
yeah.
time. And she leaned over and she just said, "Oh, in your dreams."
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I knew there was definitely moments of, "Is this okay? Am I allowed to marry Mesa's little
Yes, you
princess?"
are allowed.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So yeah, 17 years, guys. On Thursday, we're celebrating 17 years and feels like yesterday.
It does. And yet it doesn't.
Hope you enjoyed listening.
Love you.
Love you. Please share if you enjoyed today or any of our other podcast episodes, and see you later.
Bye.